The next meditation, that on death and impermanence, inspires us to appreciate the basis of this hope and joy within the context of its transient nature. We must be constantly aware that at any moment death can rob us of our life, and that if we have not generated spiritual knowledge, we will be helpless and empty-handed. As Tsongkhapa wrote in The Three Principal Practices of the Path, understanding the rare and precious nature of human life and the brief length of its span will shatter our illusions concerning superficial worldly goals in this life. Repeated contemplation of the infallible laws of karmic evolution and the unsatisfactory nature of cyclic existence will shatter illusions concerning worldly goals in future lives. When our mind is cultivated to the point that it no longer yearns for samsaric indulgence, but day and night aspires only to dwell in the serenity of liberation, the free spirit of renunciation has been produced. The Tsongkhapa abbreviates the Lamrim into its three most essential practices: cultivating the free spirit of renunciation, the altruistic Bodhi mind, and the wisdom of emptiness. Yearning for spiritual liberation now becomes an important propelling force. When we understand the deeper nature of our being, the mind's innate grasping at false realities is eliminated and all distortion is overcome. To comprehend this deeper nature of all things is to attain the third of the Four Noble Truths, the serenity of nirvana, wherein all suffering has ceased. All phenomena arise and disappear within this deeper nature of existence, which is the Dharma Dhatu, free from all obscurations and stains. By arising within the Dharma Dhatu wisdom, the mind frees itself from conventional stains and limitations. One therefore here applies oneself in the ways that reveal the profound nature of the deeper truth. And thus one enters the higher training of wisdom, using the trainings in discipline and meditative concentration as supports.